Now, ovarian cancer has one of the lowest survival rates of any cancer in Australia. There are many subtypes of the disease, which can make finding effective new treatments especially challenging, because what works for one patient may not for another. I'm about to chat with one of the scientists involved in some exciting new research that's looking at creating more personalised treatments for ovarian cancer. Dr. Lana McClements is a lecturer in biotechnology at the School of Life Sciences, University of Technology, Sydney, and she joins us this morning. Lana, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Now, your research focuses on women's health, and you've published a paper last year about a potential new drug therapy for both ovarian and breast cancer. Can you tell us about your findings?
No problem. Yes, so this is the work we've been doing for the last 6 to 10 years. Actually, this work started back in the UK, in Northern Ireland, in Belfast, whilst I was doing my PhD with Professor Tracy Robson. We've been developing this drug based on a protein that occurs in our bodies naturally called FKBPL. And in collaboration with the local pharmaceutical company, Almac, we developed a drug that can actually mimic the actions of this protein that occurs naturally in our body. So what we've shown in our studies is that when we treat in preclinical models of ovarian and breast cancer, with this drug, we can actually cut off the blood supply around the tumours, and that can stop tumours from growing. But also we can target these specific cells within tumours called cancer stem cells, which can bring back the tumours essentially. So therefore, by inhibiting both stem cells and inhibiting the blood supply around the tumour, we can actually inhibit the growth and spread of the tumour to other sites. So this drug has been further developed, and it has completed a phase one dose escalation trial, which means that we've been giving it to tens of patients, different doses, to test whether it's initially safe, and it has shown excellent safety profile. So the next stage is to give this drug to thousands of patients and to prove that it in first in human trials actually has effectiveness against ovarian cancer, but also other solid tumours like breast cancer.
Wow, that's very exciting. I mean, the patients who were involved in the trial must have been, you're always looking for a cure or help or some kind of improvement in treatment. How were they when they realised that there was such successful results for them?
The phase one trial is all about safety, so making sure that the drug is safe. We haven't tested efficacy in humans yet. We have quite extensive data in relation to preclinical models, so using models in the laboratory that could show that the tumors were inhibited and they didn't spread
to
others. So at the moment, the phase one trial is generally for patients who have run out of options.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how clinical trials start. So they will be given this as a last resort, really. And
okay,
then obviously the next phase, which hopefully is coming in the next couple of years, we will be able to then know for sure whether this is working or not.
Right. Okay. So I'm so sorry. Please
that's
forgive
that's
me
okay.
for the misunderstanding of the medical
trial.
It's trialing.
Quite a complicated concept. Yeah. Yes, I understand.
Right. Okay. So you're about to move into the phase where it will now be, you'll move into that that trial one phase.
So yeah, so this Professor Robson sort of started this work back in the UK, and Almac Discovery is the pharmaceutical company who has taken on this work to take it into the clinical trial. So they are planning for the next stage.
Oh, amazing, amazing. Okay, and you've also, UTS also has some expertise in 3D printing technology. So how are you using that to help develop new treatments?
So Professor Debbie Marsh, who is one of my close collaborators and colleagues, she is an ovarian cancer expert here at UTS, and she's been working with biomedical engineers. We have fantastic technologies at UTS, especially at the School of Biomedical Engineering, where they're able to 3D print patient cancer cells and be able to test sort of in this low cost and low risk platform various treatments. And this work has been going on with Dr. Gentile and Dr. Chow as well. And so basically what this innovative 3D platform can do for the patients, we can get their tumors and their tumor cells out when they undergo surgery, and we can replicate what's happening in the body essentially in the lab in dish, and therefore test various treatments to make sure that we are actually developing personalized approach for these patients, and which means that they are only receiving treatments that will work for them rather than exposing them to toxic treatments that won't work for them but will cause a lot of side effects and also won't be responsive to the tumor growth.
That's amazing. Does this new research have implications for the treatment of other diseases?
Absolutely. I personally am working also with Dr. Gentile and also Associate Professor Warkiani from Biomedical Engineering, where we are trying to model hearts and also placentas for women, also for women's health, but more in relation to the heart disease and also preeclampsia, which is another cardiovascular disease in pregnancy. So absolutely, this can be applied to many different diseases, and we have these platforms here at UTS.
That's amazing. Is there any particular development that excites you the most with regards to this new technology?
Absolutely. So we have, I personally have novel biomarkers which can predict the risk of preeclampsia. Preeclampsia is a very dangerous pregnancy condition that doesn't have any cure, and it comes about very suddenly in pregnancy, therefore causing, it's the leading cause of death in women, especially in developing countries. So we don't know much about this disease. We know that it causes increased heart disease and diabetes in women later on in life, but we don't know how it occurs. We don't have any treatments, so we are actually trying to grow mini hearts using patient stem cells to be able to actually test for any mechanisms, for any biomarkers, but also for any potential treatments. And this is the work that we're doing with some of our clinical collaborators from the George Hospital, Dr. Amanda Henry and her team as well. So this is very exciting work too.
Oh, Dr. Lana McClements, that is so good luck, hey, because that is so such amazing work and such an amazing use of the technology that's available to us to kind of explore and research and improve these different health aspects. Thank you so much
for
your
time.
Thank
you very much. We're very excited.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.